we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And we have another voice from the voice of Connecticut. Because there's no way I could stop in Fairfield and not have Lee Ganim, that garden guy. Are you kidding me?
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Are you seriously? What's so funny, Lee, is I listened to you before I even got into radio. Your show still beats my show. You're number one, I'm number two. I'm not sorry. You're a legend. Are you joking?
No, this is...
I'm honored.
This is 16 years now, so, you know, we've got there, you know, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, the connoisseur has been very good to us, as you well know. So,
yeah,
you know, and the people are wonderful. You know, they really listen. We have such a huge... people that tune in.
Listen.
Long Island, Westchester, and Connecticut.
Amazing.
So it's kudos to those people that want to be educated, and we're pretty much an education program.
Oh, it totally is. I think I told you, Lee, the funniest thing was, and my husband's a Bostonian who you've met, but he is not one to shy away from the, even if it means maybe hurting my feelings, but it didn't hurt my feelings, just to be clear. When he listened to your show for the first time, this was years ago, your phones were off the hook.
Yes.
I'm literally call after call. And these were new people. I had never even heard them call any of our weekday shows. And Derek's like, man, this guy is more popular than you. I'm like, oh, absolutely. This guy is a legend. This guy is a legend. And he's
in
like,
my
this
own
is-
mind, yes.
You are. No, you are. And your garden center is always been a people in Fairfield.
Yes.
I mean, you are a very... You came in this diner. How many people came and greeted you, for goodness sake?
We're one of the last landmarks in Fairfield. And,
yeah.
You know, you had Mark Barnard on, who's been wonderful. He's a big shop local guy. And it's a small business that keep this area going. And we always encourage people to shop local because the money comes back into your community because we all shop with you guys and you shop with us. So it's just a nice trade-off. Yes.
It is. It's a beautiful way to have a thriving community.
Yeah.
And I've got to be honestly, probably one of my favorite parts of now working with you, not just knowing you, because by the way, for those of you who don't know, Lee and my mom were childhood friends. So of course I've known Lee basically my whole life, is I'm obsessed with your daughter, who also works at the garden center.
She's the best.
I love her so much.
Yeah, she's in charge now. So I took a little back seat. I want her to learn how to run the business. So we can have the continuity. And my son, too. I mean, the two of them are equal partners. So I'm very proud of my family. So.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful family.
Thank
and honestly,
you.
They've taken care of our family. Actually, I became very close to your daughter in particular when we've done your wreath classes that you'll do in the holiday time and things like that. You do workshops like that, though, throughout the year, just different, you know.
We tried them over the years, and they didn't work out as well as the show, so that's why we put most of the effort toward the show.
Yeah.
So, of course, we pay for the show, but it's okay. I don't mind paying for something that's going to be beneficial to everybody that's listening. So we need to be out there. I think we need to encourage our industry, and I'm a big component of our industry. I'm the chairman of Master Nursery Garden Centers of America.
I didn't know that.
We're 630 members from coast to coast, from California to the East Coast.
Lee, I don't even know you. When did you become the chair? That's incredible. I didn't know that.
About 6-8 years ago. We made a product called Bumper Crop.
But
we had it from the get-go, but we've improved it over the years. And the people at Coastal Maine and Fry Brothers in Pennsylvania make our product, and it's exclusive to our group. So you can only buy it in my store. So and it's a superior product. So people that are out there that have used it, I mean, we don't even have to sell it anymore. People just come in and ask for it. It's just a great product. But
that's
one of the little things that we can do as a small garden center is, get people across the country to kind of buy together and get a better deal on some things and offer to our clientele. So
that's amazing.
I'm very proud to be on this thing. And also, the other reason I'm here today, besides seeing you, service organizations sometimes don't get the kudos that they should. And I'm a member of Lions International. It's this club in Bridgeport, the Greater Bridgeport Club, is the host club. It's one of the oldest clubs in Connecticut.
Wow.
And I just received a wonderful award from my group, Melvin Jones. And Melvin Jones, for the history, he started the Lions in 1917. So this is quite the honor. And it was most of my members have been there 50 years, like Jack Lynn. And this will be all coming to a head. We do a fundraiser once a year, and it'll be May 16th. It's going to be at the Unity Hall, United Church of Christ, on White Plains Road. And it's May 16th from 6 to 9. and we'll be cooking. We actually make all the stuff. We have our chef Artie, our iron chef. He makes the pasta, and I serve. So if you know who I am, you're going to get extra portions. It's a $35 donation, and you're going to get soup to nuts. We have the antipasto, the macaroni, the meatball, sausage, dessert, wine, and coffee and tea. So we encourage people to call if they want to get tickets. It's 203-583-9172. That's Liz or Jack. Jack Lynn is very famous. He's the Dean Martin personality.
I knew that
name. You
know
Jack.
Yes,
you do.
Yes.
And he's at 203-726-0970. So we're looking forward to a big turnout, and hopefully people will support the community. There's so many organizations. There's also the Kiwanis Club, of course, the Exchange and the Rotary. And, you know, back in history, when I was at Bassac High School, I was in the Key Club, which is the junior member of the Kiwanis. So
that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. Yeah. So,
wow,
you know,
moment.
That was a service art from many years ago. And we used to meet like every couple of weeks. We used to go to Beverly Pizza for the 80 cent pizzas.
You saw Beverly Pizza landed on the top 100 spots.
They
are.
They're excellent.
Yes.
They've been around for a long time. But, you know, it's funny how the prices have gone up so much. And
with everything.
Yeah,
wait,
I feel for the people in this food service because this week, in fact, the tomatoes are through the ceiling. So a number of places, you know, are suffering, not being able to extra charge for tomato. It's just ridiculous. But
it's
part of our economy today, unfortunately. But,
I know. But I think that's really neat, though, that you, even as a local business owner, but somebody who also, I think, makes sure you make the time for community and giving back. I think that's something that people love about, you know, Ganem, but also like the Ganem's Garden Center, but like you personally. And so, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is a really big honor.
Yes, it is.
What
is
the date again, though, Lee? I want to make sure people have
May 16th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
So it's 6 to 9.
Okay.
Like I said, at the Unity, I have a hard time with this church, Unity Hall, United Church of Christ.
It's fine.
Across the street from the couple of the funeral homes over there on White Plains,
Okay.
It'll be a big event. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, so we would appreciate the people to come to it. So.
That's amazing. All right, cool. Well, Lee Ganem, I so appreciate you. Are you literally, what's so nice is you're right down the street.
I am.
Yeah. So you just got to hop on one exit.
Listen, you're worth a trip. You're like Dunkin' Donuts, you know. I would come anywhere you are.
My goodness, that is there. I'm telling you, the catchphrases today are amazing. Everybody runs on Melissa in the morning. No, I love it. But that's not even true, though. If you look at our ratings, I'm telling you, that Ganem guy is still number one.
Well, thank you.
It's true. Listen, the numbers don't lie, and neither do you. People love you, and for such good reason, we love you too, though.
Well, I don't look at it as a job. I look at it as what I just want to share. So.
I know. People love that.
I'm a sharing guy.
I know. Yeah. You're the best. We appreciate you. And Lee, I so appreciate sharing life with you. Thank you so much for being part of the Diner
Tour. Thank you for having me on.
3 years in a row you've been on Diner Tour.
Yes, I have. And this is the second time with the Protestis family. And I went to high school with all of them.
That's hysterical.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I love that family. I do. Yeah. I love them so much. Lee, I appreciate you. Thank you. And we are going to be right back. We are doing our Melissa in the Morning live Diner Tour right here at the Southport Diner. It's stop number one.